start with a prayer.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
我们知道这一切都是你所创造的。
Everything is created by you.
无论我们看见的还是看不见的。
Whether we can see them or we cannot.
值得高兴的还是值得悲伤的。
Whether they make us happy or make us sad.
就像刚才这个诗歌里面唱的，无论怎么样，我们都是来敬拜你。
Just as we sing a moment ago, no matter what happens, we came to worship you.
因为你是配的。
Because you are worthy.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，那今天这个，我想我们今天的主题都跟这个敬拜就分不开了哈。
And today's theme is very close to our worship service.
第一首歌大家没有注意，它那个诗篇二十二十四篇，对不对？
The first song is based on Psalm 24.
那今天讲的这个呢是诗篇一百三十七篇。
And what we talk about today is Psalm 137.
我不知道大家平时读诗篇读的多不多。
I don't know if you often read Psalms.
还是说诗篇只是你觉得是一本诗歌本而已？
Or you think it's a book of songs?
我们通常读诗篇的时候，我们敬拜用到诗篇的时候，我们都是赞美、感谢、欢乐。
Usually, when we worship with psalms, it's an expression of thanksgiving and worship.
但大家也知道，诗篇里面还有敬拜的歌是叫哀歌的。
Also, you know there's a lamentation in psalm as well.
我们可以在喜悦里面敬拜。
We can worship you in a happy event.
我们也可以在悲伤的时候敬拜。
We can worship you when we are in a sad event.
那给一点关于诗篇的一点点背景啊。
I would like to give you some background about Psalms.
诗篇不仅仅是几首诗歌这么简单。
Psalm is not just a few worship songs.
诗篇的第一篇和第二篇基本上给诗篇一个总结。
The first two chapters give a summary of the whole Psalms.
大家自己回去以后可以看一看诗篇第一篇讲到神的律法。
You can read it, use your spare time. The first chapter talk about the laws of God.
神的要求是怎么样？
What is his command for us?
诗篇第二篇讲的是弥赛亚。
And the second chapter talk about Messiah.
如果你的行为、你的心不够第一篇的标准。
If your behavior cannot match up with chapter one.
那有诗篇第二篇一条出路给你走。
And you have the chapter, the second chapter.
那我们今天要讲的是诗篇一百三十七篇很后面，诗篇一共有一百五十篇，我们今天讲比较后面的一百三十七。
Today we're going to talk about chapter 137.
我，哎，怎么放出来了？往回一个，对。我猜这篇大概大家不会很常念。不会经常念这一篇。
My guess is you probably don't often read this chapter.
但是这一篇跟我们的现状更加相关一点。
However, I think this, this particular chapter matches our reality.
这篇的第一句就叫做巴比伦的河边。
The first verse says, by the river of Babylon.
那把这篇讲清楚的就要介绍一下一点、啊、背景的知识、啊、
I can give you some background、
好下一页我先把这篇念给大家听他这样说的他说我们曾经在巴比伦的河边坐下
It says by the river of Babylon we sat and wept
一追想锡安就哭了、
When we remember Zion
我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上
There On the palace, are we hung our harps?
因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌。
For there, our captors ask us for songs.
抢夺我们的要我们作乐。
Our tormentors demanded songs of joy.
说，给我们唱一首锡安的歌吧。
They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
哎，下一页。我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land?
耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skills.
我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。
May my tongue cling to to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you.
如果想明白这一段经文在讲什么，我们要知道这个里面讲的这些地方都是什么地方，对不对？
If you want to understand what this chapter means, you need to know where this place is.
在这段经文里面，他讲的所有的地方也好，东西也好，它都有两个面，或者都可以存在在两个地方。
The places, the things that they talk about in this chapter exist in two places.
我们先看巴比伦，下一页，下一页过了，都过了，过了。下一页，再下一页，对，这边。
First, we talk about Babylon.
我们上历史课或者大概都听过叫两河流域。
If you are familiar with the history of the two rivers,
叫美索不达米亚 ，Mesopotamia。
Mesopotamia。
嗯哼，这个地方被称为文明的摇篮。
It is called the cradle of civilization.
那这边有两条很有名的河，一条就是这条叫底格里斯河。
There are two rivers. One is called Tigris.
好，下一页。另外一条河叫做伯拉大河。
The other one is called Euphrates.
这两条河基本上是地球上最古老的或最有名的两条河了。
It might be the most famous.
但如果不算上长江和黄河的话，为什么要最古老呢？在创世纪第二章里面就提到了这一条河，伯拉大河。
Because it was mentioned in chapter 2 of Genesis.
就伯拉大河和这个底格里斯河是在伊甸园里面就有的四条河中的两条。
These two are the two of the four rivers from Garden Eden.
这个是巴比伦的自然环境啊，两条很大的河。那再下一章。
This is the natural environment of Babylon.
我们所熟悉的关于巴比伦的建筑或者文化，比如说这个空中花园。
You might have heard of the Hanging Gardens.
还有下一章，这个叫做伊什塔尔城门，不知道大家有没有听过，很有名的一个城门，现在还在博物馆里面，在柏林的博物馆里面，他们已经过去了。
It's also you might have heard of a Ishtar Gate.
嗯哼，这些最有名的建筑，巴比伦最兴旺的文化艺术。
And these are these all came from the most prosperous period of Babylon.
对，巴比伦最鼎盛的时候，那是什么时间段呢？大概就是主前的600年到500多年这样。
And this time frame is around 605 to 562 BC.
那是巴比伦有个王叫做尼布甲尼撒在位的时候。
The king Nebuchadnezzar.Of Babylon when he was the king.
我猜想今天我们如果有幸亲眼去见一下巴比伦的话，我们是非常有幸的。可惜我们见不到啊。
We would have felt very fortunate if we can see the Babylon at that time.
但是我们有一群在远古的朋友，曾经见过巴比伦的荣耀，这些荣耀。
People has seen the.Prosperities of Babylon before at that time.
我们这些朋友是谁呢？
Who are those people?
我们这些朋友就是被掳的以色列人了。
Those are the Israelites in exile.
他们被掳，我待会儿再讲怎么被掳的。他们被掳到巴比伦，就到了巴比伦这两条河的河边。
They are exiled to the two rivers of Babylon.
然后他们看到什么的呢？下一个。
What did they see there?
古巴比伦城。
They saw the city of Babylon.
那个蓝颜色的就是那个门啊，最有名的那个门，巴比伦的那个门。
The blue is the Ishtar Gate.
后面那个就是空中花园。
One in the background is Hanging Gardens.
他们原来以为要被抓到一个地方，荒无人烟，然后死在那边，然后发现不是的，被抓到一个。大城市了。
They thought they were exiled to a deserted place, but in fact they were exiled to a big city.
我们记得刚才我们念的第一句话，他是说什么？我们在巴比伦的河边坐下。
The first verse we read by the river of Babylon was sat.
他们坐在巴比伦的河边， 突然看到，哎，这个地方是巴比伦的。
They sat down at the river of Babylon and they saw the city of Babylon.
巴比伦代表的是什么呢？代表是当时的世界，万国的尊荣，人类的艺术文化，最高的体现就在这座城里面。
At that time, the city of Babylon is the center of civilization and culture.
然后他们一想到他们原来从他们来的地方，西安这个地方，下一张。
And then they remember Zion.
西安有几个名字，或者叫西安，或者叫大卫的城，或者就叫耶路撒冷。西安很小，就这么多。上面最上面是圣殿所在地。
The other names for Zion, it is also called City of David and Jerusalem. It's a small place.
这个都是后来恢复的，大家重新绘画出来的。
This is the picture people draw.According to what is recorded.
所以这两个是同一块地方，大卫城就是现在耶路撒冷的东城。
City of David is the current East Jerusalem.
那么后来他们在这边又建了一个新城，就是耶路撒冷的新城区，靠这边左边这边耶路撒冷的新城区。
And later on, they built a west side of Jerusalem.
那我们现在看到耶路撒冷的那个金顶。就是在上面那个圣殿所在地，圣殿山上。
And today the golden tower is at the old place, the temple.
所以这群人就是从这个地方掳掠到巴比伦去的。
These people were exiled from Zion to Babylon.
结果是从基本上可以从乡下被掳到大城市了。
It's like the countryside, from the countryside to big city.
从落后的地区掳到先进的地区了。
Exile from places that's poor to places that's more advanced.
他心情当然是很复杂的，一方面进城了。
They probably have very complicated feelings. They entered a big city.
事实证明，他们后来的生活还是不错的。
It turned out their life was decent.
从后来考古的一些发现他们后来都做生意，而且看上去还是比较富有的。
And later on, people found that these exiles, they become a business people and they might be quite wealthy.
而且他们有一些人在政治上还有所建树，比如说像尼希米啦、什么以斯拉啦、很莫迪改啦。
Some of them are even part of the elites, political elites.
他们在巴比伦没有受，可能开始的时候有了，但是后来没有受太多的压迫，包括人身自由上的、宗教自由上的，其实没有太多。
They were not oppressed in Babylon.
这是一个什么世界呢？一个荣华的世界，繁荣的世界，而且欢迎他们的世界。
This is a prosperous world and a welcoming world.
那我们再讲这一群人，那被掳的这一群人，这是什么人呢？他们。圣经上说他们是会唱歌的一群人，就像圣恩这样的。真的，就是唱歌嘛。对。
Those people, those exiles, the verses talk about are singers, just like Aslan.
对，他们不是在任何地方都唱的，他们只在圣殿里面敬拜的，圣殿里面的专门敬拜的。
Those are people who worship
带领者
in the temple.
当他们走到这个河边的时候。他们看到巴比伦，然后在回想西安的时候，他们在哭泣。那哭什么呢
？That time they sat on the bank of Babylon, River Babylon, and they wept.
当然，一方面是哭自己的破碎的家园。
They wept for their old homes.
几个，他们从西安到巴比伦，大概几个月，走了几个月的时间。在这几个月之前。耶路撒冷城破，圣殿被焚毁。
Before they left Jerusalem, the city was conquered and destroyed.
他们看到许多人被杀，其中有他们的亲人；看到许多人被凌辱，其中有他们的妻子；看到很多人被摔在石头上，很多是他们的孩子。
They've seen a lot of people getting killed and oppressed, and some of them are there.Own family members.
那对于这些利未人来说，还有更另外一层呢，就是 他们再也见不到他们的神了。
They cannot see their God anymore.
好，我们看下一章啊。那当然是痛苦的，痛苦之后对他们来说最现实的其实是生存的问题。
After all these pains, a practical question for them is how to survive.
在这边说，他们把他们的琴挂在柳树上，然后掳掠他们的，要他们唱歌。这里发生了什么事情？
And then it says they hang their harps on the poplars, and the captors ask them to sing.
这些人当然身上带不了什么金银财宝，估计也没什么，连衣服可能都没有。
These people, these exiles, probably does not have any treasures on them.
但是他们把一件东西带在他们的身边，就是他们用来敬拜的那个琴。
But they only brought their harps, which they use for worship.
好，下一章。当他们站在巴比伦河边的时候，他们面临三个问题。
When they stand on the rivers of the Babylon, they have three questions.
他们站在一个欢迎他们的，虽然掳掠，但是欢迎他们的最荣华的世界，和他们自己已经被毁坏掉信仰的中间，站在那个河边，就是站在那个中间。
They stand in between two worlds. One is a world of prosperity, and they welcome them. The other world is their broken home.
一边是壮丽的、先进的、看上去充满机遇的大城市纽约。
On one side is a big city full of opportunities.
一方面是被藐视的、被毁坏的、落后的、看上去没有希望的地方。
And the other side is the underdeveloped, a hopeless place.
就像我们经常也会被问，你们还信神？当然这个问题我也自己也问过牧师。你还信神？这都什么年代了，还信神？
Just as us, sometimes we ask ourselves, do we still believe in God?
那你给我看看你的神在哪里？你让他出来给我看一看。
Can you show me where is your God?
就巴比伦人说，你看，我们把你们的圣殿都毁掉了，你的神在哪里？
Just like those Babylonians tell the Israelites, I've destroyed your temple. Where's your God?
面对这样的问题，无论这群人还是我们。我们其实没有办法回答的。
Those exiles, just like us, we cannot answer the question.
我们不能让神出现在这个地方。
We cannot show them the God.
我们也不能让神从天上掉一些钱下来，或掉一些食物下来。
We cannot ask God to drop some bread from heaven.
我们和所有其他的人一样。我们有跟这个世界上的人一样的痛苦，一样的问题，一样的烦恼。
We have the same pain, same problems as every other people in this world.
但是我们的痛苦在于，我们有跟大家一样的烦恼，但是我们却不能用和大家一样的办法去处理。
But our problem is, although we have the same issues like everybody else, we cannot deal with these issues use the same method as everybody else.
那一把琴在那些人手中的那一把琴，就好像他们跟他们的神最后连接的那一点点东西，抓在他们手里，他们不愿意放弃，舍不得放弃。
And the harps they have is like the last thing they hold on to, a connection with their God.
就好像我们经常在我们的痛苦里面，在我们的烦恼里面，我们就一方面想要抓住这个神，我们想要抓住他，但是感觉怎么都抓不住他。这个神怎么好像这么虚无缥缈，好像这么离我这么远。
Just like when we are in our troubled times, we want to hold on to our God, but God seems to be very far away from us.
在这个时候，我们好像只能哭泣，哭泣，不知道这个神在哪里。
At that time, the only thing we can do is to cry, weep.
然后这个世界，这个巴比伦。想要把他们最后的这一点点也要夺取。
But this world of Babylon, they want to take away the last thing they have.
他说：“你给我们唱，你还有琴，你给我们唱一首歌嘛。”
They said, sing us a song.
你是唱还是不唱？
Will you sing or not?
当我们有困难的时候，你是抓住这个神，还是抓不住这个神了？
When we are in trouble, can we hold on to our God?
你要唱这个歌。这个歌就已经不再是敬拜神的歌。
When you sing this song, the song is no longer a song of worship.
你要不唱， 这个世界当然也不会给你好的结果。
If you don't sing the song, the world won't give you any other answer either.
跟我们一样，我们是要抓住这个神呢，抓好像又抓不住。
We want just like us, we want to hold on to God, but we cannot.
还是说我就不抓了，我投入世界的怀抱算了。
Or we just give up and enter this world.
当我们站在这个世界和神中间的时候，站在这个巴比伦河边，站在巴比伦和西安中间的时候，我们没有办法把这两件事情分开。
We are standing in between Babylon and Zion. We cannot separate these two worlds.
我们做不出选择，是我选巴比伦呢，还是选西安？我选不出来，我没办法选。
I cannot make the choice between Babylon and Zion.
我总不能天天在家祷告，然后不吃饭吧
？I cannot just pray all day at home and not eat.
另一方面，我也不愿意，好像在世界上随波逐流。不要这个神。
On one hand, I don't want to follow the world.
最后，我们这边这段经文也没有给我们答案。下一个。
This passage did not give us an answer either.
我们没有答案，只有一个回应。
We don't have, they don't have an answer. Only we have our response.
他说：“我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢
？”It says, "How can we sing the songs of Lord while in a foreign land?"
对以色列人来讲，外邦当然就是巴比伦。耶和华的歌只属于西安。
For the Israelites, Babylon is a foreign land. The song of Lord belongs only to Zion.
对我们来说，这个世界就是我们的外邦。
To us, this whole world is a foreign land.
对，是我们的外邦，是我们的异乡。这句话放在我们身上，我们应该怎么讲这段话呢
？If you put this verse on us, how would I interpret it?
我们怎样解释这段话？怎么重讲这段话？其实就是对我们所面临的问题，我们的回应。
This verse becomes our response to our problem.
以色列人不能在异乡的地方唱耶和华的歌。
The Israelites cannot sing the songs of the Lord in a foreign land.
而我们呢？我们不能在异乡的地方出卖我们的心。
在异乡地方什么？
出卖我们的心。
For us, we cannot sell our soul in a foreign land.
有一句话这样讲啊，他说：“你的心在哪里，你的家就在哪里。”
Somebody says, "Wherever your heart is, your home is."
你在哪里工作，在哪里生活是一回事情，你的心在什么地方又是另外一回事情。
It's one thing where you live and where you work, but it's another thing where your heart is.
当你的心在巴比伦。你的家就在巴比伦。
When your heart is in Babylon and your home is in Babylon.
那什么叫你的家在巴比伦呢
？What does it mean that your home is in Babylon?
当你的家在巴比伦的时候，你和巴比伦共同进退，共同荣辱。
When your heart is in Babylon, you survive together with. Sorry, 你的心在
巴比伦，你和巴比伦，你们是共同进退的。
When your heart is in Babylon, you survive together with the city of Babylon.
你和巴比伦绑在一起，你们的结局也是一样。
You are bound together with the city of Babylon, and you will share the same outcome at the end.
如果你的家在西安，就像这些人，他们的家在西安，那你的家就在西安。哪怕你身在巴比伦，你的家在你的西安。
But for those Israelites, their heart is in Zion. Although they are physically in, they were physically in Babylon, but their home was in Zion.
对于我们来讲，好理解一点。我们身在美国，心里面常常想念国内的食物，对不对
？Just like us, although we are physically in United States, but our heart longs to the delicious food in China.
如果你的心在中国的话，你在美国永远是一个叫外乡人。对不对
If your heart is in China, here you will always be a foreigner.
但我们在这边所说的，不是说你的那个外乡不仅仅是中国、美国，这其实都不是我们的家乡。
Actually, disregard is American or China. This is not our home.
我们的心，我们的家乡，应该在另外一个地方，那个叫西安的地方。
Our heart belongs to a place called Zion.
我们生存的目的到底是什么
？What's the purpose of our life？
我们是想在巴比伦兴旺呢？还是说我们有另外的目的？
Do we want to prosper in Babylon or we have other purposes?
巴比伦也像这个世界一样，也像这个世界也像巴比伦一样，嘲笑当时的以色列人。
This world is just like the city of Babylon. They laugh at those Israelites.
你们天天敬拜你们的神，你们的神到底在哪里？
You worship your God every day. Where is your God?
这个世界要抢夺的不仅仅是我们的财物，不仅仅强调是我们的肉体。
This world does not only aim at grabbing your physical body, your flesh.
他要抢夺的是这群人的心。
They want to get hold of those hearts.
他说：“来，给我们唱一首锡安的歌吧。”
They said, "Sing us a song of Zion."
就是说，来投入我的怀抱吧。
Which means, just come and join us.
我们仍然要生活在巴比伦。
We're still
生活在这个世界。
We still need to live in Babylon, live in this world.
但是有一样东西我们不能给他的。
There's one thing we cannot give it to them.
就是我们的心。
It's our heart.
我们可以跟这个世界一样有痛苦，我们可以跟这个世界一样有那些烦恼，我们要做别人遇到的问题，我们都一样遇到。
We have the same problems and sufferings as the rest of the world.
我们跟世人一样，我们有时候成功，有时候失败。
Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we fail.
有的时候很快乐，但有的时候又跌倒。
Sometimes we are happy, but sometimes we stumbled.
不是说我们信了神以后，这些东西我们可以避，不好的东西我们可以避免掉，你根本就避免不掉的。
It's not because we believe in God, you can avoid all the trouble.
而是说我们怎么面对，我们怎么面对这一切的问题，而怎么面对在于我们的心里面。
And the change is in our heart, and how we gonna face these problems.
这个世界想赢得我们的，是我们的心。
The world want to win our hearts.
这个世界想改变我们的，是我们的心。
The world wants to change our hearts.
刚才最后一首诗歌里面，他里面唱圣洁，圣洁，圣洁。
And last song we sing, holy, holy, holy.
我们天上的神，你是配得的，你是配得的。
God, you are worthy.
这是我们的心所在。
This is where our heart is.
这个世界想改变我们的心，说来，来，我们这里有你所喜欢的。
The world is calling out to you. Come to me. I have what you want.
这个世界让我们的心变得坚硬。
The world hardens our heart.
我们变得对除自己以外的事情漠不关心。
We become cold and indifferent to anything that does not involve in us.
这问题不是在于我们生活在哪里。
The problem does not is not where you live.
是我们的心不能交给这个世界。
It is where our heart is.
哪怕我们在这个地上失败。我们一生碌碌无为，我们甚至生活不下去。
Doesn't really matter if we fail in this world, we are just a commoner. We cannot survive.
我们的心也不能交给这个世界。
We cannot give our heart to this world.
我们的心要在锡安那里。
Our heart should be in Zion.
我想给大家看另外一段经文。
I want to show you another passage.
137篇之前有几篇126篇
Chapter 126、
神曾经给以色列人一个预言，他说他们在巴比伦要待的日子是70年
God prophesied to the Israelites saying that they will stay in Babylon for 70 years
这70年中间你们不可以回来
You cannot come back in this 70 years
这不就是我们在世界上吗？
It's just
一生的年纪。
It's just like how long we spend in this world.
你再不喜欢这个世界，你不能走，你不能回去，你要在这个世界上生活。
You have to live in this world.
但是有一天，神没有不管我们，也没有不顾我们。有一天我们要回去。
But one day we will go home.
那这边这样讲，当耶和华将那些被掳的人带回锡安的时候。我们好像做梦的人。
It says, when the Lord restored the fortune of Zion, we were like those who dreamed.
你可能是在你年纪衰老，你去世的时候回去。
Maybe you will go home, when you are old, when you die.
也许其实你身体上还健壮，还活着，但是你的心已经回去。
Or maybe you are still strong, but your heart has already gone home.
但无论什么时候回去，可以跟大家讲，我们在世上就好像做一场梦一样。
No matter when you go home, this world is like a dream.
我们被掳的，我们这被我们的罪掳在这个世界上的，我们被这个罪捆绑在这个世界上的，我们有一天要回到西安去。
We were bound in this world by sin, but one day we will go back to Zion.
那个时候才是我们满口嬉笑的时候。
At that time, our mouth will fill with laughter.
想想你做过一个噩梦，梦里面让你不是很开心。
Just like you had a nightmare.
当你早上起来，哦，那个是一个梦，那个是个梦。
When you wake up the next morning, oh, it's only a dream.
你不会把你的心交给你的梦。
You won't give your heart to your dream.
我想永远活在我的梦里面，永远不起来，没有的，梦有一总要结束的。
You cannot live forever in your dream.
当你的梦结束的时候，就是你的心结束的时候。
When your dream ends, it's where your heart ends.
我们可以在这个世界上有各样的失败，或者各样的成功。
We can have success or failure in this world.
但只要我们的心没有交给他，我们的心没有交给他。
As long as we don't give our heart to this world.
那么我们有一天，我们的眼泪不会白流的。
And one day, our tears won't be in vain.
他说：“流泪撒种的，必要欢呼收割；那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢喜喜的带禾捆回来。”
It says, "Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them."
无论在这个世界上，还是在西安，神从来没有弃我们于不顾。
No matter where we are in this world or in Zion, God will always be with us.
我们始终是有那个盼望。
We always have the hope.
有一天我们要回到西安去。
One day we will go back to Zion.
如此我们便知道我们怎么在地上处理这些地上的事情，我们怎么处理巴比伦的事情。
In that way we will know how to deal with this world, how to deal with Babylon.
一切不在于事物那个东西怎么样，就好像他们的琴一样，他们那个琴
Just like their harp.
不在乎那个琴怎么样了。
It does not really matter what the harp is.
在于我们的心里面是怎么样的？这群人把他们的琴就挂在那棵柳树上了。
Those people hang their harps on the poplars.
你知道柳树对他们来说也是很特别的东西。
And you know the tree of poplar is very special for the Israelites.
以色列最欢快的那个节日叫做祝棚节。
The best festival is
joyful.
Most joyful.
Festival
叫做祝棚节 ，The Feast of Tabernacle。
祝
棚节所代表的就是有一天弥赛亚回来的时候，他们摇晃着那个柳枝还有棕榈枝，欢迎弥赛亚回到他回到西安。
It's the time when they welcome Messiah back to Zion, and they wave the leaves of poplar and palms.
然后在那一天，万国。所有地上的万国都要到以色列敬拜。
At that date, all nations will come to Israel to worship God.
当他们把这个琴挂在那棵柳枝上的时候
，When they hang their harp on the poplar,
它切断的不是它跟神的联系。
They didn't cut the connection to God.
它切断的是巴比伦想把他最后的一颗心偷走的那个企图。
They cut the connection of Babylon, of the intention of Babylon to steal their heart.
所以说他们，这其实最后这两节是这一位那个敬拜这个人，他自己的心声，他这样说：“他说耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你， 情愿我的右手忘记计较。
The last two verses is a response of the authors. It says, "If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget skills."
他说：“若我不纪念你，不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。”
May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
他说：“情愿我的右手忘记计较。”不是说他忘记怎么弹琴了，他说：“情愿我的手立刻枯干，永远不能再动了。”
And when you say, "May my right hand forget skill," does not simply mean I forgot how to play the harp. More like my hands cannot do anything.
我的舌头贴于上膛，不是说把舌头顶在上膛说不讲话了，是你的舌头就不能讲话了。
And it says, "May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth," means I cannot talk anymore.
他在跟这个世界宣告，有一样东西我绝对不给你。
It's a claim to the world. I won't give you one thing.
如果我们不知道很多事情该怎么处理，
if we don't know how to deal with many things,
我们知道至少有一件东西我们不给这个世界。
We only know one thing. There's one thing I won't give to the world.
我的心永远不会给你，我的心永远在西安。
My heart will always be Zion.
因为那里有我的神，他是圣洁、圣洁、圣洁。
Because My God is there. He's holy, holy, holy.
好，最后一章。这是我想，我们这个人对巴比伦人的回应，这个是我们应该对这个世界的回应。
So I think this is our response to this world.
我怎么能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in foreign land?
对于我们怎么能在异乡不是美国，异乡就是这个世界，我们怎么能在这个世界把我们的心交给他呢？
How can we sell our hearts while in a foreign land? And this foreign land means this world.
我们的心在哪里？
Where is our heart?
那里就是我们的家乡。
And that is our home.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
今天天父上帝，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们就像这个几千年前的这一群人一样，我们希望下定这样的决心。
We are like those exiles. We want to make this decision.
我们在巴比伦，我们也生活，也娶妻生子，也工作。
We live in Babylon. We do everything normal things in Babylon.
但是我们绝对不把我们的心交给他。
However, we won't give.Our heart to the world.
我们的心永远在西安。
Our hearts are in Zion forever.
我们喜乐之所在。
Where our joy is.
无论西安是真的存在，还是西安已经被毁掉。
It doesn't really matter if Zion has been destroyed.
因为我们的心在神那里。
Our heart belongs to the Lord.
我们要永远的敬拜你。
We will worship you forever.
我们知道有一天你要把我们这被掳的人，在最终挣扎被罪所掳掠的人带回到西安去。
Because one day we know that you will bring all of us to Zion.
在那里我们要朝见我们最喜乐的神。
And that place we will see you, God.
主，我们求你祝福我们今天的每一位。
Lord, we ask you to bless everyone here.
不论大家今天是失败也好，是成功也好。
Doesn't matter if we are success or failure.
还是说我就是不想相信，我就是觉得我很难相信，这个我就是没有办法。
Or we just cannot believe.
无论我们怎么样
，No matter where we are,
保守我们的一颗心从神而来，也归给神。
Protect our heart coming from you and will return to you.
因为我们有一天都要归到你的面前。
Because one day we will all return to you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你给我们永恒的盼望。
Thank you for giving us this hope.
在耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus Christ.
有一天我们就好像做了一场梦一样。
One day we will wake up from the dream.
当我们怀揣着这一颗心重新见你面的时候。
When we see you with our heart.
我们满口嬉笑。
And we will filled with laughter.
梦已经结束。
The nightmare has ended.
We can
go home.
谢谢主，求你听我们的祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers.
保守我们在世上的每一天。
Protect every day in this life.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣的名。
And pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.